This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has attended a ceremony to mark the first anniversary of Bucha's liberation from Russian troops, who had occupied it for nearly a month at the start of Russia's invasion last year. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In his speech, Zelensky solemnly declares, "One year has passed since the day when Russian occupiers were forced out of our city, Bucha, the city about which the world did not know yet, the city about which the world will never forget. We will not let it be forgotten. Human dignity will not let it be forgotten." Zelensky handed out medals to soldiers and other officials, and also attending, Moldovan President Maia Sandu said, "Democratic states must work together to ensure that these atrocities are investigated and punished." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced Friday that all NATO members have ratified the accession protocol for Finland to join the alliance after Turkey approved the move late Thursday. In a tweet following Turkey's vote, Stoltenberg said Finland's inclusion in the alliance will make the whole NATO family stronger and safer. He has repeatedly said he expects both Finland and Sweden, its neighbor, to eventually become NATO members. Finland and Sweden each gave up decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance last year after Russia invaded Ukraine. Turkey expressed concerns that both Finland and Sweden were too lenient toward groups that Turkey considers terror organizations. And Sweden and NATO leaders have both said that Sweden is carrying out a series of reforms to overcome Turkey's concerns. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Saturday he's pleased to see inflation retreating in Australia. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was indicted, according to a document unsealed on Friday. Charges have yet to be released. Trump is running for the White House again in 2024, has called the decision by a Manhattan grand jury to indict him political persecution and election interference at the highest level. In an interview with Alina Haba with Associated Press, Haba is an attorney for former President Donald Trump. Haba said Trump remains strong.
"When we understood that there was an indictment, he took it. He, I think, was disappointed in the state of our country, as he has been for the past couple years, frankly. This is just another example of how we need to take back the White House."
Trump is expected to appear in court in New York City on Tuesday. At least 36 people were killed and 16 injured after the roof of a step wall in a temple complex collapsed in central India, according to a local government official on Friday. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reports.
The incident occurred in the central city of Indore after a concrete slab covering the roof of the step well gave way. It crushed the devotees who'd gathered to celebrate the Hindu festival of Ram Navami on Thursday, officials said. Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh State is Shivraj Singh Chauhan. Chauhan told reporters that a slab covering the stepwell collapsed due to the crowd and, quote, extra load on it. At least 75 army and rescue personnel worked through the day to remove debris using ropes and ladders to pull out people who'd fallen into the well, local media reported.
That's Reuters' Edward Baran reporting. Funeral arrangements have been made for the six victims in Monday's school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, the capital city of the U.S. southern state. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Three children and three adults. Individual services for the children are being held through the weekend. A service for substitute teacher Cynthia Peake is on Saturday. Mourners will pay their respects to the head of the school, Catherine Koontz, during a visitation on Tuesday with a service the following day. And the funeral for custodian Mike Hill is Tuesday morning. The children were each 9 years old. They've been identified as Evelyn Dickhouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kinney. I'm Rita Foley.
Mexican authorities have failed to carry out all arrests ordered by prosecutors over the 2014 disappearance of 43 students, and the military has denied access to important information. This, according to a rights group on Friday, expressing concern over continued delays in the investigation. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador took office in 2018, vowing to uncover the truth around the suspected abduction and massacre of the students at a teacher's college. Marissa Melton, VOA News.